What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here's one of the biggest friendship red flags of them all, which is competing for male attention. Hello. A woman who feels the need to compete with you for validation from men is never, ever, 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 ever going to be a friend to you.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Quality Queen Control. I am your host, Aisha Christina Foster. Nice to meet you if this is your first time hearing from me or seeing me. Before we even get started, if you are watching this podcast, give it a thumbs up immediately, expeditiously. And if you have the amazing ability to hype the video up, make sure that you hype the video up, okay?
Hype, hype!
Today we're going to be talking about something that people don't like to admit exists, but it absolutely does. And that is competition in dating and friendships, okay? And these are going to be the red flags that you absolutely should not be ignoring, all right? Competition. And I'm not talking about healthy competition or anything like that. No, I'm talking about the kind, you know, where there's someone that's in your life that's quietly trying to outshine you, outdo you, or prove that they are simply better than you. And the craziest part is that a lot of the times you don't even realize that you're in a competition. They're sitting here punching wind. Okay. You think that you have a friend, but that friend is studying you, or that partner is studying you. You think you're dating somebody who admires you, but they're actually threatened by you. And over time, you start to notice little things, subtle comments, weird energy when something good is happening in your life. And this strange tension where whenever you talk about your goals, your relationships, or your success in any capacity, you start realizing that not everybody around you is actually rooting for you. But you know what? We want to root for each other on this channel. And speaking of rooting for each other, I have now released my channel memberships. Yes, if you are listening to this, this is very much a real thing. And when I say channel memberships, I'm talking specifically for my YouTube subscribers. We have unleashed the channel memberships. There are badges that you guys can get. There's going to be exclusive membership lives that you guys are going to have access to with me, where this is your opportunity to ask me anything that you want, and I'm going to see it and I'm going to respond. Because I know a lot of you hit me up in my DMs, and although I genuinely do appreciate you guys hitting me up in my DMs, the truth is, like, I just can't really get to everybody. And this is now a way for you guys to genuinely be able to ask me whatever it is that you want and build a community so that we can all help each other out. Trust me, you guys do not want to miss out on this, because this is your opportunity. If you ever wanted to ask me a personal question about your relationship, like I said, priority access to comments, the exclusive shorts, the lives. Lives are my favorite thing to do. So I would love to see your question in the live if you choose to join. And the most perfect benefit is that you guys get early access to the episodes before they're launched out. So, hello, you'll be ahead of the curve, unlike everybody else, if you were in the channel membership. So make sure that you guys check it out. And you don't have to worry about remembering everything that I just said if you just check out the channel memberships, which should be available for you on the YouTube channel somewhere in the description box or something of that nature. You guys will be able to see what is included in the tier so that you guys can join. So now, back to our regularly scheduled program. So as we know, not everyone around you is going to be rooting for you, right? And we don't gatekeep on this channel, okay? We're here to always support women and put the girls on, all right? And support women that are making informed educated decisions. Let me place an emphasis on that. Some people are probably measuring themselves against you. So, like I said, we're going to be talking about the competition in both dating and relationships and the red flags that you should never, ever ignore and how to recognize when someone in your life is operating from the spirit of comparison instead of supporting you. So before we get into the red flags, we have to talk about why this even happens in the first place. Because competition rarely comes from confidence, okay? It almost always stems from insecurity. And confident people do not feel threatened by other people's beauty, their success, or their opportunities. They don't feel the need to constantly compare themselves. People that are constantly comparing themselves in any sort of relationship, I'm sure we've all encountered it, are hearing and seeing things and opportunities happen for you, and they're trying to figure out and study ways that they can outshine you to then make themselves feel like they're worthy, they're just as worthy as you, and they're just as good as you, if not better. And they think that they're very smart by studying you and trying to pick apart and dissect why you have what you have, why you look how you look. Like, I'm telling you, I know it's like funny sometimes when people maybe like neg at someone's appearance or something like that, like, okay, Ashy, or something like that, right? But it's just the low-hanging fruit in terms of like rating someone for filth. Their appearance is like the easiest thing to do. You know what I mean? So the truth is, like, whenever you have experienced a situation where you are giving someone a compliment, right? And let's just say your friend is like, well, the only reason she's pretty is because she wears Bombshell bras. Yeah. You know, like, it's like in Mean Girls where like Janice was like, you know, Regina looks like a man if you really look at her. Like, you know, and was trying to dissect what made her attractive so that she can come up with a plan on how to make her lose whatever shine she had. Now, give or take, in that story, Regina was not the nicest person, but you guys are picking up what I'm laying down. So she was like, okay, let's attack her, the people that follow her, turn them against her. Let's make her gain weight. Let's attack her appearance. Let's attack the people that support her. These are the same methods in a different way that people use whenever they are trying to compete against you, all right? And no one wants to think that this is happening to them because it's hard to actually sit there and conceptualize that, you know what, maybe this person actually is genuinely like envious of me or something and they're competing with me. Like, it's hard to really think that you are that person. On the other hand, you also have a people that swear up and down that everyone's jealous of them, and girl, bye, ain't nobody jealous of you, okay? That lives only one place, and that is in your head. Okay, next subject. Anyways, when certain people tend to see someone that's doing well, let's say a confident person, see someone that's doing well, they will think, oh, that's inspiring. Oh my gosh, now I know that can happen for me too. That's amazing, right? But insecure people will see someone doing well and think, well, how can I get that? Because she's not even that smart. Obviously, she only got that opportunity because she, you know, knew this person. And she, yeah, it was the right place, right time. Like, you're always trying to dissect and try to make things make sense on why you feel like someone else achieved something that you actually truly want. All right? Well, she's only that far because she's never had to go through anything in life. You know? Anyway, the moment that someone starts to view you through the lens of comparison, the entire dynamic will forever change, okay? It's not a friendship anymore. Suddenly, it's not just a relationship anymore. It's a scoreboard, all right? Who looks better? Who's doing better? Who gets more attention? Who is more desirable? And the moment that a relationship turns into a scoreboard, then that's when you know that something unhealthy has definitely entered into the dynamic. And let's just start out with friendships, because this is something that a lot of women experience, but probably don't fully understand that it's actually happening to them. One of the biggest red flags that someone is competing with you is they obviously downplay a lot of your wins. You share something exciting in your life and maybe you got an opportunity, maybe something amazing is happening in your career, or maybe you're excited about someone that you've been dating and the vibe just feels off. Like, instead of excitement, you're hearing like, oh my gosh, must be nice. Oh, I hate you. You're so perfect. Everything always happens great for you. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to hear that, love. So happy to hear that, sis. So happy for you, sis. Good for you, sis. Okay. Or, oh, is that a big deal? I had no idea. Like, good things happen for you all the time. I didn't think that this was anything different. This is an exception to the rule. Or, yeah, but like, oh, that happens with a lot of people. Like, a lot of people throughout their lifetime, like, you know, get promoted for a job. So it's not really like anything groundbreaking, but I'm happy for you. Like, it just feels dismissive. Or they're trying to be happy for you, but it's like, oh, that's exciting. Congratulations. Yeah, I'm happy for you. Like, it's this weird undertone of, I'm so shocked that this happened for you, because why you out of all people? Why not me? That's what it's almost giving. So they have to be performative, and they're not. And obviously they're it's so genuine that they are so stunned that they can't even almost hide the fact that they have the micro expressions of like, oh, like you saw it was like a frown and then a, I'm supposed to be smiling about this. Good for you. That sort of thing. Real friends will always celebrate you. They are proud of you. They want to see you win. They want to see you thrive. And this is where some people go wrong. You continue to coexist in very toxic friendship dynamics and all the different things because you don't want to be alone. Okay, you're going toe to toe with them. You already know that some people are hating on you, and you just want to keep the back and forth. Yeah, well, I know she's hating, so I'm gonna just keep on making her mad. Like, don't even play with people like that. Like just let it go. All right, like jealousy and envy. Okay, you don't play around with those emotions. Like, the spirit of envy is like a murderous spirit, just like the spirit of jealousy. It's a murderous spirit. You don't play around and poke at those types of things. You remove yourself from those dynamics. All right. So when someone is competing with you, doesn't experience your success as something that they should celebrate. All right. You need to watch your back. Right? They're experiencing your success and your wins as something that they have to measure against. Okay, well, she's doing this. Okay, well, what can I do? All right, well, she's wearing this tonight. Okay, I know that she is like has a great figure. So what can I show to make myself stand out? How can I make myself look better than her when we go out so she doesn't get all the attention? Like, they're really sitting there plotting and thinking of this in their head. You'd be shocked the ways that people even do it. Oh, what are you wearing tonight? You ever see someone like, this is such a weird feeling. Like, and it's a feeling you get where, let's just say you and your girls are going out. You guys are in a group chat. Hey guys, what's the vibes for tonight? Oh, I'm gonna wear this dress with these boots or whatever. And then all of a sudden you guys are saying like, oh yeah, we're on that same type of vibe. You show up and last minute the girl's like, oh yeah, I just changed my outfit to this like bodycon tube top dress because like, I just liked it a lot better. And I feel like this is just like, cause she agreed, and you have a feeling that like, something about this feels weird. It doesn't feel like you genuinely switched your outfit because you genuinely didn't like it. It feels like you switched it last minute because you wanted to be certain of how I was showing up so that you can definitely gauge how you're gonna show up. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? Okay, okay. So another red flag is, of course, copying somebody. And let me be clear, inspiration is obviously normal, but when you're copying somebody, it goes beyond copying. It's copying and then acting like you originated it and then accusing probably that person of trying to copy you. Like, it's actually that deep. Things like that have genuinely happened to me. It's scary. It's like people are looking in the mirror and they're seeing my reflection. Okay. Anyways, there's a difference between inspiration and someone that is slowly starting to mirror everything about you, right? Your style, your interests, your goals, even probably the type of men that you are attracted to. When somebody doesn't have a strong sense of identity, which people that are insecure do not, they will start borrowing pieces of their identity from other people, okay? So sometimes the person that they're borrowing from is gonna be you. And then there's one of the biggest friendship red flags of them all, which is competing for male attention. Hello. So a woman who feels the need to compete with you for validation from men is never, ever, 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 ever going to be a friend to you. Once you engage in something like that, I remember there was this situation that happened and it was just bizarre. I was friends with someone and then I remember there was like a guy that they like invited to their like birthday party. The guy ended up trying to entertain a conversation with me. It seemed like along the lines of like pursuing some sort of relationship with me. However, with that person who was my friend, they somehow matched or something on some sort of dating app and only spoke. And it was very, very sexual in nature. And then they kind of just were like, okay, like this is nothing. Like we're never going to be dating. So I did not know this his full history until the day of at, you know, my friend's get together that that's how they ended up, you know, meeting. And he was very, very much blatantly flirting with me in front of my friend. But the way that my friend positioned it to me was, oh, my friend so-and-so is coming over. And yeah, we spoke on like a dating app, but we never like, you know, like nothing came from it. Like we're not dating, nothing. So I was like, oh, okay, thought nothing of it. I thought it was strange that he was blatantly flirting with me in front of my friend. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I guess probably she doesn't care because she knows that this was not a relationship or in any capacity. It's not, didn't seem like this was a guy that she was like really liking either. Like it didn't come across to me like that. So I just thought nothing of it. Next thing you know, this guy keeps hitting me up on Instagram and all these different things, trying to converse with me or something like that. But then I found out from my friend who hits me up at like 1 a.m. in caps, why are you talking to so-and-so? And I'm like, wait, what? And she's like, why is he telling me to not let you know that him and I are speaking because he's trying to pursue a relationship with you. This is why I don't want my friends dating my other friends because, and I was like, wait, why are you even approaching me with this energy? Like, since when are you and I the type of person to be fighting over like guys? Like once that happened, I was like, I am so done with this person. Like I cannot handle like another thing with this person. It is so exhausting to be in this friendship. Like it's always something dramatic. And what, if anything, we should have teamed up and been like, yo, forget this joker. Like what? Like who is he? But you're approaching me, reprimanding me like, why is he saying this? And it, and then immediately I figured out also why she was upset was because he hit her up and told her, I don't want you to tell Aisha because like he basically liked me. Like he really liked me, but he was kind of using her, which again, I did not know this until her and I spoke, using her to like, for like very sexual conversation at night or whatever the case is. And it was very obvious also that the way he was approaching the both of us was on two different type of timelines. Regardless, he was a joke anyway. I wasn't trying to date this man. But the point is like, I think someone like her that studies people, she was embarrassed at the dynamic that a guy that she was just having very like sexual conversation with turned around and was like, hey, thanks, but can you not let your friend know that you and I like kind of did this because I actually do like her? Like, you know what I mean? Like that's embarrassing because now she's like finding out new information. She's upset at like, he clearly just used her for the night and then just moved on again and was very much flirting with me in front of her and like making very like mean comments like, oh, she doesn't even look the same in person and saying all these like unnecessary mean things. So this is what was happening in front of her face. This was not something that was done behind her back in any capacity, regardless of the situation in, you know, in general, it was obvious that like there was so much to compare of like, okay, he's approaching her on a different type of style. He's still being a disgusting person, period, first of all, like knowing what he was doing in hindsight. Like, I'm not on that man's side. But it's the way that she approached me, like she was angry with me. And I'm like, what the heck did I do? I didn't do anything. I barely even speak to this guy. I have no idea why he even said this to you. I have no idea. This doesn't make any sense. And also, I don't have anything to lose here. Blocking this person. I have no problem blocking this man. Like I blocked him. She was still following him. Now, please explain to me how this is making sense. You want to blow up on me. Oh, this is why I don't want my friends talking to my friends, all these different things. And then you end up still following this man. Like, clearly you value him in this relationship. Like, and you were coming at me, trying to reprimand me because you were upset that you found out that he liked me. Like, okay. Anyways, I digress. And that was like one instance. I'm not even gonna get into another one. It was just very obvious. Like for the first time in my life, I was like having issues where somebody was like assessing the type of men that like were attracted to me. And then like the types of men that were attracted to her and like would make comments about it. It was not gonna work, right? A friend is not ever gonna be flirting with a man that you are genuinely interested in. That's one, right? I was not flirting with this person in any capacity. This person was asking me general random questions. We physically met at my friend's get together and then lied to my friend and made it seem like he was going to pursue some sort of relationship with me and da-da-da. I'm finding this information out myself, like for the first time. He's clearly just a ridiculous person. Why are we even arguing over him? I don't like him. Why are we arguing over him? But the fact that she responded like that told me everything that I needed to know. You understand what I'm saying? But a friend is not gonna, you're sitting here reprimanding me, but you're upset because you actually do like this guy probably, and he does not like you. So now you are naturally upset because he claims to like me. You understand what I'm saying? So here you are knowing that this man clearly is flirting with your friend in front of your face, regardless of the origins of how you guys met. I know it's kind of messy. And yet you're mad at me. That's very interesting. You're continuing to flirt with a guy who was blatantly saying you look different in person. He was blatantly saying to you that he wanted to pursue a relationship with me, and you're flirting and following him and letting him have like sexual conversation. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, a woman that is trying to outshine you socially is not your friend. They're competing with you. A woman that is, you know, making comments about, oh, I don't even understand why he likes her. She can't even dress. Ugh, she's so fat. She's this, she's that. This kind of energy is rooted in insecurity and comparison, not friendships. And some of you are aspiring girls, but you haven't made it there yet. You genuinely haven't. Because you want to be that, but you guys don't know how to be a friend. You don't know how to stop comparing yourself to other women. You guys are so insecure, some of you. It's painfully exhausting. And this is why some people have a revolving door when it comes to friendships. It's all like, it's all performative. None of it is actually rooted in something real, genuine mutual interests. Like it's always sizing each other up and seeing who's wearing what and who has what and who has this house, who has this car, who has this apartment, who's dating this man, like all these different, like enough is enough. So another sign, it's subtle, on how someone reacts when things go wrong in your life versus when things go right is some people, they will get quiet whenever good things happen to you. Something goes wrong and suddenly they're engaged. Oh my gosh, are you okay? No, I'm just worried about you. It's this worried, fake performance, performative worry, which is just rooted in, haha, I knew you weren't perfect. See, things happen to you too, right? They're asking all the questions. They want details because your struggles in life make them feel like they are more comfortable with their own life. And that's why sometimes they'll peer pressure you to do things that they do as well. So that because in their minds, they're thinking, oh my gosh, like, does she think she's better than me because she doesn't even drink? And then they're trying to pressure you to do it so that they don't feel alone and they don't feel like the weird one out. How can you exist in a friendship like that? Right? And even though that's uncomfortable, it's the truth. Competition in dating is going to look like sometimes women will mistake male insecurity for attraction. It's not the same, because a major red flag is that when a man seems that he's even threatened by your success, you know, maybe you're ambitious, maybe you're doing well professionally, maybe you have influence, you have a platform. But instead of being proud of that, he's going to minimize that. He's going to make jokes about it. He's going to criticize it. Oh, look at you, your 3,000 followers. Yo, who are you even posting for? Like, who actually watches your stuff? Like, yo, like, you really think you're that girl? Like, He's going to suggest that men don't like women who are too confident or too successful. The reality of this is very simple, all right? Secure men are going to admire strong women. Insecure men will always feel challenged by them. So they have to manipulate your desires and manipulate you to make themselves feel like, yeah, see, huh? I knocked you down. Because you know you really want to be with a man. You know you really, like, that's their method. Another sign is when a man is obviously constantly trying to humble you, right? You're pretty, but you're intimidating. Or you're successful, but men don't really like that. You know, or you know what? You think you're better than people. You need to be humbled. Some guys will actually just outright say that. Okay, that is not admiration. That is someone that is actively trying to bring you down to a level that makes them feel more comfortable. So, and another red flag is whenever a relationship feels like a power struggle, instead of partnership, it becomes control, right? Where who makes more money? Who has more influence? Who gets the final say? Healthy relationships are not competitions in any capacity. They are collaborations. So the right man does not feel like he has to compete with you. He feels proud to stand next to you. Healthy support is going to look like being celebrated. It's going to look like being encouraged. It's going to look like feeling proud whenever you see your partner succeed, or your partner feeling proud whenever they see you succeed, all right? The right friends are going to clap for you. The right partner is going to feel proud of your growth. They're going to feel honored to even be around it. So when you start experiencing relationships like that, it becomes very easy to recognize when something is off, right? So one thing I learned in my walk with God is that discernment is incredibly important, and not everyone who enters your life is meant to stay there. Some people really do come for seasons, okay? And some people are placed in your life so that you can lean on who actually truly belongs in your circle. So when someone's constantly comparing themselves to you, competing with you, or trying to diminish your light in any capacity, that is not alignment. That's a sign that their spirit is operating from insecurity instead of love. And as you grow, you have to become more protective about your peace, about your energy, and the people who you allow to be close to you. Because the truth is, you should not be in competition with anybody, okay? What God has for you is yours. And the right friends will clap for you. The right partner will be proud of you and clap for you. And the more you surround yourself with people who genuinely want to see you win, the less tolerance you'll have in your life for anyone who secretly wants to see you lose, okay? And that's really that on that. I want you to comment down below if you've ever been in a situation, let's help each other out, right? If you've ever been in a situation where you just felt like something was off in the friendship and you couldn't quite identify it. This is great because you never know if someone may be in a similar situation and you can help bring clarity to their situation because you're sharing your own, okay? So we love to be girls on this podcast. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.